Bless your morning right.
Yo, yeah, man, this is Fire Gaze, and I just want to big up music, man, and the whole thing, you know? The early morning right show, you done?
Healing to the wound and deliverance. The freedom that you need is pouring over us. And I can feel the fire burning in my soul. The presence of the Lord is here to make us whole. The glory of the Lord.
There are miracles.
There are miracles.
Just like the days of old.
Just like the days of old.
It's supernatural.
It's supernatural. And I can feel the wind rushing in the room like the day of Pentecost. We can see you move. There's nothing that's too hard or impossible with Him. No matter what it is, He'll heal you from within. Oh, miracles and wonders, resurrection power, every sickness and disease, it's about to leave.
This is, this is come on. Come on. So, next verse.
So now I prophesy.
Come on.
Yeah, the devil's day is over. The power of the Lord is moving through the earth. So the night is over, and your pain is over. So receive His blessing. It's a new beginning.
Next part.
His mercy still endures for 1,000 generations. Everyone rejoicing, yeah. It's a celebration.
This is
holy.
Oh,
we are in your mind. The devil's gotta go. We've been taught a name, and it's Jesus' name.
It's Jesus' name.
The God that moves the mountains, the God that calms the seas.
Yeah. That God is in this room.
The God is in this room
to give us victory.
To give us victory.
This is
holy.
Lift your voice right there, come on, seal that declaration, come on, miracles and signs and wonders, the supernatural in this room, the glory of our King.
keep playing it. Come on, lift your voices. Come on, sustain this, somebody. Come on. That's the moment. Got it?
Say when you came, you changed my life. No, I'll never be the same.
If you believe it, shout.
Yeah, yeah.
You took the tears.
You took the tears.
And
you
the pain. Took the pain.
And now,
and now I know. And now I know. When you came,
when you came, you changed my life.
Now I'll never be the same. No, I'll never be the same. If you believe that, I'm gonna be a response behind it. You took the tears.
You took the tears. You took the pain.
And now I know.
Now I know this is holy ground.
Believe it, shout,
if you know what this is,
come on, lift your voices,
this is
holy, declare with your shout,
yes it is, yes it is, this is it, this is.
We are standing.
We are standing.
We're about to go to dance. Everyone standing. Every hand lifted. Every eye up.
And I know that there are angels all around.
Let's praise. Come on, do it all over the room. Praise Jesus.
Jesus,
we are standing.
We are standing in your presence on holy day.
Last time. And we know there are angels all around. All over the room, do it. Let us praise. Let us praise.
Jesus now.
Jesus now.
Oh, let us praise. Let us praise.
Let us praise.
Jesus now.
Jesus now.
Let's praise. Jesus now. Somebody do it in this room. Somebody do it in this room. Oh, Jesus now.
I'm just looking for the people that's not tired of praising.
Let us praise your name, oh God. Oh.
Come on.
Let us praise. Let us praise for strong. Jesus.
Standing in his presence right now, if you believe it, lift those hands. Lift your voices.
This is holy. It's holy.
Last time.
Blessed morning, everybody. Blessed morning to everybody who's listening to the Blessed Morning Ride. You know, I'm your host, Music Man. I want to thank you so much, guys, for taking the time out to tune in. And definitely, we got a treat for you this morning. So before I begin, I just want to say, mighty God, we thank you for another day of life, health, and strength. Mighty God, we thank you for your grace and mercy towards us. And we thank you for everything, all your blessings that you've bestowed upon us, mighty God. And I pray that this blessed morning right today will be nothing but a blessing to each and everybody who listens in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to say shout out to some of my people right now. I'm going to say big up. I'm a part of the Vibes family, you know what I mean? People like Empress Nisa, you know, the whole crew, you know what I'm saying? Young Z, you know what I mean? Zion, you know what I mean? Fire Gaze, you name all of them, you know, I can't name everybody one by one. Definitely service, big up yourself, you know what I'm saying? So right about now, you know, we're just going to play some good music for you guys, give you guys some good vibe, and definitely I have a good message that I want to bring to each and everybody to the table this morning. So definitely you want to make sure you are in for a treat today. You know, right? So right about now, it is 8:46 p.m. 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. So I'm saying him is at 8:46 a.m. Central Standard Time. So yeah, so right about now we're gonna give you some good vibe this morning on this hour. So right about now we just heard Holy Ground from Jonathan Ferguson and Revival Culture. That's how I would tell everybody, you know, this album is out on all platforms. So I would encourage each and everybody to go ahead and give this album a purchase. This is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? This is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? The album is called Heart Posture. And that is one of the best. That's like the best album, because every album that comes out, it only gets better. And there's another one on the way. I don't know the name of the new one as of yet, but I know there is a new one on the way. So I would encourage each and everybody to go ahead and listen to the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and I will go ahead and play some new music for you guys, right? Some more music. We're gonna play a song for Latwin. You know what I mean? We fall down and we get up. You know, when we fall down, we don't know still the same place. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
One of dead no dash away. Pastor Danny. God work with still a bunny.
We fall down,
say
that,
but we get back up again.
We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do.
We
rise back up again
for the
me still in at the game. To fall is not a shame. Me still in at the game. The problem is not when you fall, my friend, and when you fall and can't rise again. God is my closest friend, I him stick with me to the end. The problem is not when you fall, my friend, when you fall and can't rise again. God is my closest friend.
Forever. So who have to judge me for me since them whatever? Jah give me the strength for you overcome long to him, and give me the light and say sunshine. Chow. Mistakes we make so often, but Jah you protect me from all sins. All when me fall and me trip up, I will never ever give up. Mistakes we make so often, but Jah you protect me from all sins. All when me fall and me trip up. Oh, yeah, no.
You fall.
In the struggle, Don't ever leave Jah. Oh, you struggle, you struggle, you struggle. Struggle every day for Jah. In the struggle, in the struggle, in the struggle. Struggle. Don't ever leave Jah. Oh, you struggle, you struggle, you struggle. We don't know where we're going. No sé a dónde voy.
No sé a dónde voy.
I don't know if we're growing. To Jah we continue to go.
Continue to go.
My love is in the shadows. In the scene of corruption I flow. But I try to cleanse my heart so I can see my ancestors in the smoke.
In the smoke.
Every day for Jah. In the struggle, in the struggle, in the struggle.
Struggle.
Don't ever leave Jah. Oh, you struggle, you struggle, you struggle.
Struggle.
Every day for Jah. In the struggle, in the struggle, in the struggle.
Struggle.
Don't ever leave Jah. Oh, you struggle, you struggle, you struggle. Don't ever leave Jah. Oh, you drown silently. Que la muerte me salió a buscar. But you found me.
You found me.
Y no me puedo olvidar. What you did for me. Infierno aún no estaba. Until you save and crown me. Every day for Jah. In the struggle, in the struggle, in the struggle.
Struggle.
Don't ever leave Jah. Oh, you struggle, you struggle, you struggle.
Struggle.
Every day for Jah. In the struggle, in the struggle, in the struggle. Don't ever leave Jah. Oh, you struggle, you struggle, you struggle.
Peace. Joel, Shalom, la diáspora music.
Barajo.
Barajo. No more wars. Unity. Bless.
Matthew 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
In my heart. In my heart. In my heart. In my heart. Me no circulate people, my circle stay peaceful. In my heart. Wickedness me no pack up, no man me no have up. In my heart. No bad vibes, thank God me have life. Inna my heart. No bad mind, wait till me have mine. Inna my heart. Them heart need a make over, sin just a take over. Spread like a wet roller, sick like a Ebola. Stench not a aroma, me a beg a Jehovah. Please take the control, yeah. Pray we coulda start over, last days them hard cola. Chill up on the North Pole, yeah. Blood inna the war zone, yeah. Righteousness me want more, yeah. Them youth, yeah, can't sober. Drunker than a hangover, God me a beg a draw closer. Mother them a ball out, the Lord within you now save ya. Youth them now have no behavior, now hold no composure. Wonder if them bipolar, all we need for surrender. Them Halloween just like October. Inna my heart. Me no circulate people, my circle stay peaceful. Inna my heart. Wickedness me no pack up, no man me no have up. Inna my heart. No bad vibes, thank God me have life. Inna my heart. No bad mind, wait till me have mine. Put down the peace, go on your knees and just receive the peace, yeah. The one where God give you it better than the peace, yeah, squeeze, yeah. We need a peace of mind to seize the crime, the one you're legal. Them also piece of wicked thoughts exceed the meter. It's like man suffrage, stop your lord, delete the feature. Head at them now no fever, them cool like ice, no freezer. Them take the life for paper price and then go give to Caesar. Them want to Christ, but still them never want to hear the preacher. Jesus the mediator, you can't find a man with Mika. Him love go deeper than a dive away, a search for creature. Him a the senior youth, you better listen to the teacher. But when them come soul, I get bun and me not talk for Easter. Me no circulate people, my circle stay peaceful. Inna my heart. Wickedness me no pack up, no man me no have up. Inna my heart. No bad vibes, thank God me have life.
inna my heart. No bad mind, wait till me have mine. Inna my heart. Me no circulate people, my circle stay peaceful. Inna my heart. Wickedness me no pack up, no man me no have up. Inna my heart. No bad vibes, thank God me have life. Inna my heart. No bad mind, wait till me have mine. Inna my heart.
Bless the morning, right?
Yeah, that's here from the man, truth in himself, you know what I mean? In my eye, when I part no wickedness in the heart, you know what I mean? Because the heart is the rightful place of the Most High, you know what I'm saying? So, right about now, you've been also heard it from the man, Joet, for our big up my brethren all the way from Tampa, Florida, big up yourself, you know what I mean? Big up man, that truth all the way from Jamaica. So, right about now, we can hear this song for Empress Nisa that'll come up the Soul Cry album, you know what I mean? Let me tell you now. Empress, right about now, I'm in shame to say it, right? I ain't ashamed to tell you that one at all. But Empress Nisa has put out some good music lately, right? And this one come out the Soul Cry album called Fullness of Joy, you know what I mean? You ever know when you feel insecure about yourself or you feel like you don't have that joy? And that's something I learned this weekend, right? You can't lose that joy, you know, because, you know, You can't lose that joy. You know, once you lose that joy, it's going to be a problem. But in the presence of the Most High, you know, there is fullness of joy and right hand and pleasures at the right hand forever. You know what I'm saying? Right about now, man, I waste no time around that song, Fullness of Joy. Let's go.
You make it known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, are pleasures of joy. Oh,
All right. And that was Fullness of Joy by Empress Nisi. Right about now, this next tune that I got right now upon the list, right? You ever know that you're beautiful, you're wonderfully made by the Most High? A lot of time that we come with this insecurity and everything like that, right? Yeah, a lot of time we come with this insecurity and all of them things. This right about now, you know, I'm gonna drop this tune for my brethren, you know, Jatroy. Let me say big up the Naira Black Record, you know, Just Gambino, you know what I mean? Everybody out of Bahamas, big up yourself. Jatroy himself, that the artist, big up play right now. You know, you're wonderfully made, you know, no matter insecurity and nothing else to ever tell you any less than that, you know what I mean? So right about now, I mean, I waste no time. We could drop the tune for you right now. Do ya? Do you know you're wonderfully made? Me run the tune right now.
All right, job people. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. Pushing forward with strength and authority. I'm going to ask you one question. Want your answer clearly? Hey, do you know you're wonderfully made?
Hey, do you?
Thank you.
Yeah, man, this is Fire Gaze, and I just want to pick up music, man, and the whole thing, you know? the early morning ride show. You done?
All right. You know, a long time there's a tune about to drop, right? You see, this tune right about now, this tune about to drop, is a long time I want to play that song, you know. And that song is one of the hits. Let me say, I'm big up on my Jamaica people, you know what I mean? I'm a Jamaican master, big up yourself, you know what I'm saying? So right about now, you know, my brethren of mine called Minister Howdy, you know what I mean? And, you know, I should be getting him on the air as soon as I can get him on the air, right? Because he's been doing a lot of ministry lately, so as a result, I'm not able to get him on the podcast right now. However, I know for sure that I'll be able to get him on as soon as I can. You know what I mean? As soon as I can. I just need to make some arrangements. So with that being said, I got to drop this song for you. I want to hear. And right after that, I'm going to drop a song by my brethren, Emran. You know, we're living our best life. No matter what we've been through in life, you know, we're living our best life. Make a run that song for you right now. Let's go. Them two songs, yeah. And after that, I'm going to dive in to the message that I want to bring out. You know what I mean? Let's go.
I want to hear the angel sing. I want to be in that number. I want to hear, that trumpet sound. I want to hear archangel voice. I want to hear. Okay. Voice.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
I want to hear. When my name is called, I want to hear my name up there. I want to hear. When my name is called, I want to hear my name up there.
All right, Mr. Blessed Morning, once again to everybody, you know, praises to the Most High. So right about now, you know, I'm going to just dive into something real simple, right? Real simple, and it's basically a message that I've been pondering on last night, you know what I mean? And especially speaking to some of my brothers in the faith as well, and I come to the place, you know, that knew to know that about myself, first of all, you know what I mean? And with me knowing that about myself, I say, okay, what is it? I start to look in the scriptures, do some research about it, and it really, the topic that I'm going to talk about today is insecurities, right? Now, let me first ask, what is insecurities? Now, insecurities is where you are basically not content about yourself, or you have anxiety about oneself, and you lack confidence, you know what I mean? So, if you look in Exodus chapter 3, that's what I'm going to read from, right? Exodus chapter 3, you know what I mean? When the Almighty be started the movement, you know, and start to use Moses to start the movement, you know what I'm saying? So, one day Moses was taking care of the sheep and the goats of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of the mid of the Midian. He led the flock across the desert and came to Sinai, the holy mountain. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him as a flame coming from the middle of the bush. Moses saw the bush was on fire, but it was not burning. It wasn't burning up. So that was strange, he thought. Why isn't the bush burning up? I will go closer and see. So when the Lord saw that Moses was coming closer, he called to him from the middle of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." So he answered, "Yes, here I am." God said, "Do not come any closer." He said, the Lord said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals because you are standing on holy ground." And you know, we just talk about places on holy ground. I mean, because, so when he says it's holy ground, he was actually in the presence of the Most High, but he didn't realize it the first time. So he said, "Don't come any closer. Just take off your sandals. You are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So Moses covered his face because he was afraid to look at God, because he didn't expect God to appear as a burning bush. Well, as a bush that have flames, but the thing is, the bush ain't burning up. So he wasn't expecting that. So then the Lord said, "I have seen how cruelly my people are being treated in Egypt. I have heard them cry out to be rescued from the slave drivers. I know all about the sufferings, and so I have come down to rescue them from the Egyptians and to bring them out of Egypt to a spacious land, one which is rich and fertile, and in which the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites now live. I have indeed heard the cry of my people, and I see how the Egyptians are oppressing them. Now I am sending you to the king of Egypt so that you can lead my people out of this country." But Moses said to God, "I am nobody. How can I go to the king and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" So that was the first part of insecurity. The thing is, the Almighty tell him he can do something, and God trusts him to do it. But the problem is, because of his insecurity, the first thing he asks, "How can I go about doing that? How can I go? I am nobody. How can I go to the king and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" So God answered, "I will be with you. And when you bring the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain. That will be proof that I have sent you." But Moses replied again. Here's the reply. "When I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is your name?' So what can I tell them?" God said, "I am who I am. You must tell them, 'The one who is called I am has sent you.' Tell the Israelites that I, the Lord, the God of the ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have sent you to them. This is my name forever. This is what all future generations are to call me. Go and gather the leaders of Israel together and tell them that I, the Lord, the God of the ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appear to you. Tell them that I have come to them and have seen the Egyptians are going to them. I have decided I will bring them out of Egypt, where they are being treated cruelly, and I will take them to a rich and fertile land, the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. My people will listen to what you say to them. Then you must go with the leaders of the king of of Egypt and say to them, the Lord God of the Hebrews has revealed himself to us. Now allow us to travel 3 days into the desert and offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless he is forced to do so. But I will use my power to, and I will punish Egypt by doing terrifying things there. After that, he will let you go. I will make the Egyptians respect you so that my people will leave. When my people leave, they will not go empty-handed. Every Israelite woman will go to her Egyptian neighbors and to my Egyptian woman living in her house and will ask for clothing and for gold and silver, jewelry. The Israelites will put these things on their sons and daughters and carry away the wealth of the Egyptians. So this is all the promises that, you know, Yahweh was telling Moses at the time, right? So here I'm gonna jump a little bit on chapter 4 so I can just show you something right there, right? Then Moses answered the Lord, but suppose the Israelites do not believe me, I will not listen to what I have to say. What shall I do if they say that you did not appear to me? So the Lord asked him, what are you holding? A walking stick, he answered. The Lord said, then throw it on the ground. When Moses threw it down, it turned into a snake and he ran away from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach down and pick it up by the tail. So Moses reached down and caught it, and it became a walking stick again. The Lord said, do this to prove to the Israel, the Lord, the God of the ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob appeared to you. So I'm going to stop there right there, right? I'm just going to stop right there. I don't want to take too long. I just want to come straight to the point, right? The reason why I come straight to the point, because a lot of times we are given a task. And because we're given a task, it's not something we're accustomed to. It's not something that is within our comfort zone. And as a result of it not being within our comfort zone, we begin to get insecure about the situation, begin to question a lot of things. And I talk about myself too. Sometimes when we are called to something different, something that we have never been into, we, because of the level of insecurities, it begins to numb our sensitivity to what the Almighty is trying to do, that we begin to question everything. And we question things so much to the point where some of the questions we ask don't even make any sense. And sometimes we do like Jonah and walk in big disobedience. If you remember the last time we did, the last podcast that we did, we talked about Jonah and disobedience, and because of his disobedience, God allowed something major to happen, a major storm, and he had to admit that he was trying to run away. And that was insecurity because, well, he knew the people in Nineveh did not like people who were Hebrew Israelites who were serving the Most. I'm not talking about Hebrew Israelite Jewish religion, you know, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about, he's a Hebrew. He did say that he was serving the Most High because of his insecurity of the people in Nineveh, he tried to run away. But insecurity makes you so uncomfortable being uncomfortable. I mean, not saying that you can see a toxic situation and thus say, I'm going to run into it without wisdom from the Almighty. I'm not saying that, because in our things, we need to exercise wisdom. But if the God of our ancestors, the God of heaven, is showing us something, the first thing, like Moses come to the bush, he see the bush burning, he didn't expect that, and he heard the Lord talking to him. At that, unless you let go of insecurity, God had to do a lot of work on Moses, as you can see in the scriptures. I read the whole of chapter 3, give him all kind of confidence, because he had to get that insecurity out. And of course, that was at the time where he wasn't comfortable being uncomfortable, because everybody know how King Pharaoh was trying to kill everybody. Well, the wicked king they call Pharaoh, you know what I mean? Those wicked kings that try to manipulate, control people and treat them bad, bully people, I should say, right? So what I'm trying to say to you is, insecurity is not a blessed thing. And I've learned that myself, you know, coming over the years, and when And that moment you get free from insecurity. And I hope everybody here that will get free from any kind of insecurity, any kind of anxiety and all kind of stuff, because those, I don't care. It is not of God. It is of the devil. And I'm learning that my own self as I am speaking, because it causes the question. And another thing we do a lot of times, we question God. We may not question God directly, but indirectly we do question God. Because we know it, sometimes we know it's God talking. But because of what we do not like to see, even if it's a new task, we try to question the will of God about it. And sometimes we are afraid of something. Now, if you try it and you're not seeing it working, is one thing, right? At the same time, if you know that it's God told you to do something, you just have to roll with the punches. I mean, even this past weekend, like, I had to learn about rolling with the punches when I know it's God doing something. Because if it's, you know, it's something that my apostle always say, if it's God's will, it's God's build. Meaning, if it's the will of God, he will make provision to make sure that it comes to pass and it comes true for the best. That's really what it means. God's will, God's build. Once it is God's will, he will make sure it happens. If you know this is what God is showing you, this is what God wants you to do, and he sends you on that mission. And another reason why people are insecure, because they want to stay in their comfort zone. And let me talk about something too, right? Don't talk about those that believe in just staying in the four walls, right? Because they feel, man, if I go to somebody who's not of the same feet as me, they ain't gonna listen. Let me tell you this. I have been, even as an artist, right? I've sung to people who are not of the same feet as me. But if your heart ain't right, then people gonna know that what you're doing is not genuine. But once your heart in the right place and you know that the Almighty commissioned you somewhere, I think about what the Almighty tell the 12, you know what I mean? Go out in the way, you need seven, say stop in the fire. You think they stop insecure? Let me tell you something. Peter with the gangster, all of them. You know what I mean? Insecurity hold him. Though there might be some who left and went to different places, right? But I don't want you to know the topic really and truly. What I'm saying is, once you know that the Almighty saying to do something, insecurity is a no-go. Real talk. And that's all I have to say today. Insecurity is a no-go. So I just pray that this bless each and everybody who listened today. And I wish you guys a productive week, the rest of the week, a productive day, as today is Thursday. Thursday, and the 11th of April. Today is a blessed day. So, I'll pray everybody have a good day and keep the faith and keep looking up. And right about now, as we speak, I'm just going to play one more song, and after that, I'll be out of the studio. You guys have a wonderful day, and I will see you guys next week, Thursday. God bless.
Last one, we'll go home.
My heart is yours, Jesus, my heart is yours, Jesus, my heart is yours, Jesus, my heart is yours.
Sing the verse. Watch.
Surrender all, I give my all, take everything, take all of me, Jesus, my heart is yours, Jesus, my heart is yours.
Another one.
Here on my knees, my heart cries out, you hear my prayer, you answer me. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours.
Chorus.
height or depth can separate the love you give. It will sustain, oh, not till forever to wage. All else will fade, you still remain. You're my desire, it's you I see in all creation. You're all I see in the universe. You work of art. Oh God, I looked in your hands and I saw my heart. Oh Jesus.
Jesus, my heart is yours.
Next time.
My heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours.
One more verse.
I surrender all. I give my all. Take everything. Take all of me, yeah. Jesus, my heart is yours.
Oh. Jesus, my heart is yours.
One more line.
Oh, you're on my knees. My heart cries out. You hear my prayer. You answer me. Jesus,
my heart is yours.
Oh Jesus, oh Jesus,
Jesus, my heart is yours.
Come on, one more time. Last time.
No height or depth can separate the love you give. It will sustain, oh God, now till forever. From age to age, all else will fade. You still remain, and you're my desire. It's you I see, oh, 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 oh. In all creation, you're all I see, you're all I see. In your universe, oh, you work of art. Oh God, looked in your hands, and yeah, I saw my heart. Oh, Jesus,
my
those hands
here in your presence. Now we stand, and all we need, it's in your hands. Jesus, my heart.
is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours.
Oh, the presence is amazing. That was a good grace on it. It's powerful. Who's asleep? You look wide awake. You're good? You checked out? You're good? Okay. I don't want to wear you out. I feel a little bit more worship. Just tap me on my shoulder. My heart is yours.